When did you get back on the boat?
Not too long after that. Okay. That was a tough one.
Why did I know to ask about that? So what was that like, going that back on the boat?
That was like living hell.
Yeah. Now, why? What was so hard
about
it?
The shame. Some people knew where I was.
Right.
And
now, were they judgmental, or were
no,
they
was all, they was all helpful, you know?
Yeah, but
the hardest part is you still want a drink, mm-hmm. and no, you can't.
And so back then, it was not uncommon to drink on the boats?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, because, I mean, you hear stories, but
yeah, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Everybody done it back then.
Sure. Okay. But obviously, you know, things are different now.
Right.
But
right.
But it wasn't something outrageous. Right. It was, okay.
Women and there's a lot of things, you know.
Yeah. Right.
It was part of the culture.
Okay. So you get back on the boat and you're the captain, so that obviously helps a little bit in terms of
the problem on the boat is not. You still want to drink. You had to separate yourself. You
right.
through prayer. But as I read the AA book, I was 9 months in AA.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated and got my year 1 year.
Got your chip.
Get my testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
And about that time, right before then, I got saved.
How'd that happen?
Started watching Christian TV.
Okay. Oh, so it wasn't somebody. It wasn't through what you'd seen on and heard on TV.
Yeah. And
And do you remember who the evangelist was?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. So it was a variety of them.
Yeah.
It wasn't anyone.
And
like,
I started going to the bar in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And got saved, got baptized.
Now, were you raised in the church as a child?
Yeah, I was around. Well, okay. We went to church, mm-hmm. believed God,
right?
But we didn't know God.
Okay,
there's a difference,
right? Meaning no disrespect to your parents, but so your parents were churchgoers, but
not
they
steady.
They didn't impart that faith to you.
Okay. So
now, what about your brothers and sisters?
Same way.
Okay.
We're Baptists. We was Baptists. Mm-hmm. And we was Mormon. A little bit of Mormon. Okay. It was that interesting. My family get together was interesting. Let me put it.
Colorful, never. Right.
Yeah.
So now, what about on the boat? You got nine other guys on the boat.
Yeah.
Eight, nine other guys. Were they teetotalers? Were they...
Well,
were you having a revival? Or,
no, they was all... They're disguised, dude.
Okay.
I separated myself from them.
Right.
From
and you'd been with that crew for a while.
Yeah, and I had to. I would be nice to them, you know. And,
yeah.
But I would. I wouldn't. When they was talking about that stuff, and I just mm-hmm. leave.
Yeah.
I would separate myself.
Now that when you come back, and you know, you look the same, maybe.
Yeah.
But what was their reaction? How did they treat you differently?
They knew. They were real nice to me. They mm-hmm. they were very helpful, really.
Okay.
They knew I was
still. So were there other people who were active Christians board in the crew?
Okay. I'm sure there were people praying for them, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I'll never meet until I get to heaven, you know.
Right. Well, now, what about the routine? Because let's face it, you have a underway routine.
Yeah.
How was your... how did the change take place in your daily life? In your
My devotion.
Okay.
So
can you describe how you know before 1991 and after you know when you came back? How was your daily you know the front watch routine that sort of thing different?
On the boat as a captain,
mm-hmm.
I was usually get this done sort of you know miserable. But I've always been nice to people and never had that problem, but I was a better person because I was a different man
mm-hmm.
and I was a different person.